This article is brought to you by the best-selling booksy Write Every Time, The Black Book of Eamon Blackthorne. Because the right words, at the right moment, change everything. What happens to your self-awareness during periods of major life transition? Why the version of yourself you trust most goes quiet when you need it most? In short, self-awareness during transition does not vanish in a moment. It erodes gradually, disguised as busyness, resilience, or simply getting on with things. By the time you notice something is off, the gap between who you think you are and how you are actually showing up has already cost you something. Transition floods your cognitive and emotional system, crowding out the reflective space self-awareness depends on. The warning signs look like other things: stress, tiredness, a difficult patch. They really announce themselves as a loss of self-knowledge. You can recover your internal compass, but only if you first recognize that it has drifted. Definition: self-awareness during transition is the capacity to accurately perceive your own emotions, behaviors, and values while your circumstances, identity, or role are actively changing. It is what allows you to distinguish between who you are and who the pressure of change is making you. When the ground shifts and you do not notice. A colleague of mine left a senior role she had held for 14 years to start something of her own. 6 months in, her team told her she had become difficult to read. She was making decisions that contradicted things she had said a week before. She was snapping at people she respected. Her response, when I asked her about it, was immediate. I know exactly who I am. I just have pressure on at the moment. That gap between the certainty you feel and the reality others experience is what lost self-awareness during a major life transition actually looks like. It does not arrive as confusion. It arrives as confidence. That is what makes it so hard to catch. Self-awareness is not a fixed quality. It is a practice that depends on a particular kind of inner quiet, a moment-to-moment checking in with what you are feeling, why you are reacting the way you are, and whether your behavior matches your values. Transition destroys that quiet. The cognitive load of navigating change, new roles, new environments, new versions of yourself, fills exactly the space where honest self-reflection used to live. Why these signals are so easy to dismiss. Transition gives you 1,000 legitimate reasons to explain away what you're experiencing. You are busy. The stakes are high. Anyone would find this hard. Those explanations are all true, and they all help you avoid the more uncomfortable question, am I still seeing myself clearly? The signs also tend to be gradual. No single morning you wake up with poor self-awareness. It thins slowly, like light fading in autumn. By the time people around you notice the change, you have already normalized it. You have already built a story about why the version of you that is showing up right now makes complete sense given the circumstances. The signs that your internal compass has drifted. 1. You can describe your situation precisely, but not how you feel about it, what it looks like. You give a detailed, articulate account of what is happening in your life. Career change, relationship shift, geographic move. But when someone asks how you actually feel about it, you deflect, summarize, or reach for a word like fine or busy. Why it happens? High cognitive load pushes emotional processing to the background. You spend your energy narrating events because emotion requires a kind of stillness that transition does not easily offer. Why it matters? If you cannot name what you are feeling, you cannot regulate it. An acknowledged emotion drives behavior you will later struggle to explain. What to do? At the end of each day, answer one question in writing. What did I feel today? Not what happened. What you felt. 4 words is enough to begin. Here is the truth of it. The people who are worst at this are often the ones who describe themselves as self-aware. They have the language. They are just using it to avoid the feeling. 2. You are certain you are calm, but others are walking on eggshells around you. What it looks like. People qualify what they say to you. They check your mood before raising something. Conversations end slightly faster than they used to. Why it happens. Under stress, physiological arousal and emotional display can diverge. You feel internally steady while projecting tension through your tone, pace, or posture. You are the last to receive that signal. Why it matters. The gap between your internal experience and your external impact is the gap where trust erodes. People stop bringing you what you need to know. This directly affects your capacity to manage workplace tension under pressure. What to do? Ask one trusted person directly. On a scale of 1 to 10, how easy am I to approach right now? Accept the number without defending it. I spent a full year in my 40s certain I was holding it together. Everyone else could see the cracks. That kind of blindness costs relationships you do not get back. 3. Decisions that once felt instinctive now feel arbitrary. What it looks like. You find yourself making choices almost at random, unable to articulate why one option feels better than another. Or you make confident decisions and feel immediate, unexplained regret. Why it happens. Major transitions often disrupt your values hierarchy without you realizing it. What mattered to you in your previous role or season of life may no longer be what matters now. When your values are unclear, every decision loses its anchor. Why it matters. Decision-making without values clarity tends to produce choices that look coherent on the surface, but create a slow accumulation of unease beneath it. What to do. List the 5 values you would have said guided your decisions a year ago. Then ask honestly, do they still rank in the same order? One of them may have moved dramatically. 4. You have started performing competence rather than practicing it. What it looks like. You speak with more certainty than you feel. You avoid situations where you might visibly not know something. You prepare excessively for conversations that used to feel natural. Why it happens. Transition threatens your sense of competence. Self-awareness under pressure sometimes collapses into self-management, a careful, effortful construction of the version of yourself you want others to see. This is different from genuine self-knowledge. Understanding how confidence and competence interact under pressure can help you see the pattern clearly. Why it matters. Performance is exhausting and brittle. It also cuts you off from the honest feedback you need most during change. What to do? Find one situation this week where you say, I do not know yet, instead of filling the space. Notice what happens. Let me tell you something I learned the hard way. The more energy you put into looking self-aware, the less of it you have for actually being self-aware. 5. Your emotional reactions feel disproportionate, and you are not sure why. What it looks like. A mild criticism lands as a personal attack. A small setback feels like confirmation of something much larger. You find yourself moved to anger or tears in situations that would not have touched you before. Why it happens. When your identity is in flux, ordinary events carry extra weight because they feel like data points about who you're becoming. This is closely related to the amygdala hijack, which fires much more readily during periods of sustained uncertainty. Why it matters. Disproportionate reactions damage relationships and generate shame, which then makes honest self-reflection even harder to sustain. What to do? When you notice a strong reaction, pause before responding and ask, is this about what just happened, or about something larger I'm carrying? You do not need to answer it immediately. Asking the question is the beginning. 6. You stop asking for feedback, and you tell yourself it is because you already know what people think. What it looks like. You avoid one-on-one conversations that might involve honest assessment. You interpret silence as approval. You assume you understand how you are landing without checking. Why it happens. This is the counterintuitive one. Lost self-awareness does not always produce confusion. Sometimes it produces a quiet, comfortable certainty that feels like self-knowledge, but is actually self-protection. The confidence-competence loop explains precisely why this particular pattern is so easy to miss. The less accurate your self-perception, the more certain it tends to feel. Why it matters. Feedback is the external corrective that compensates for what introspection cannot see. Remove it, and your internal model of yourself drifts further from reality with every passing week. What to do? Identify one person who will tell you the truth and give them explicit permission to do so. Not general permission. Name a specific area where you want honest observation. 7. You find it hard to stay grounded in difficult conversations. What it looks like. You lose the thread of what you intended to say. You feel reactive, defensive, or strangely blank. Conversations that require you to be clear about your position leave you feeling as though you did not fully show up. The core framework for staying grounded during tense exchanges becomes nearly impossible to apply when you're not sure what your own ground is. Why it happens. Staying grounded in high-stakes conversation requires a settled sense of who you are and what you stand for. When your identity is in transition, that settled sense is exactly what is missing. Why it matters. Your voice, your presence, and your ability to influence others all depend on internal clarity. Leaders who have lost the clarity lose their voice faster than they realize. The development of a confident leadership voice stalls precisely here. What to do? Before any significant conversation, write down 2 sentences what you want the other person to understand and what matters most to you in this exchange. This is not preparation. It is a grounding exercise. The root beneath all of these signs. These signs do not each have a separate cause. They share one. Major life transition floods your cognitive and emotional system with demands that crowd out the reflective capacity you depend on. Self-awareness is not automatic. It requires space, specifically the kind of quiet between stimulus and response where honest introspection happens. When transition removes that space, the system defaults to reaction. You still feel like yourself. You still believe you know yourself. But the feedback loop between your inner state and your observable behavior has quietly broken down. The signs above are not character flaws. They are what happens when an overloaded system stops checking its own output. A quick note before we continue. Most people leave the hardest conversations for last and regret the words they used when they finally had them. The best-selling books they write every time gives you 115 tested scripts for those exact moments, the ones that shape careers, relationships, and how people remember you. Get your copy at emonblackthorne.com. Now, back to the article. A simple diagnostic for where you stand right now. Read each statement. Mark yes or no based on the past 4 weeks. I can name the specific emotions I felt most frequently this month. At least one person in my life currently tells me difficult truths about how I'm showing up. My decisions in recent weeks reflect the values I would say matter most to me. I have had at least one conversation recently where I was genuinely open to being wrong. I know the difference between how I feel and how I'm likely coming across to others. I am not significantly more certain of my own judgment than I was a year ago. I have actively sought feedback on my behavior in the past month, not just my work. 5 to 7 yes. Your self-awareness is holding relatively well. Stay consistent and keep one honest voice close. 3 to 4 yes. There are real gaps forming. The signs above deserve your direct attention. Pick the two that sting most and address those first. 2 or fewer yes. Your internal compass has drifted significantly. This is not a judgment. It is information. And the first move is not complicated. Find one person you trust, show them this article, and ask them which of the 7 signs they have seen in you. Where to go from here? You do not need a full program to recover your self-awareness during transition. You need one honest question asked daily, one person who will tell you the truth, and the willingness to hear the gap between who you think you are and who you are currently being. The conversations where that gap matters most are the ones that require you to be clear, grounded, and present under pressure. Building the skills to navigate those conversations well, from giving honest feedback to building trust within a team, depends entirely on the self-awareness you bring into the room. Start there, not with a system or a course. With the courage to ask one person today, where have you noticed me drift? Self-awareness during transition is not about knowing yourself perfectly. It is about keeping the channel open between who you intend to be and who you are actually showing up as. That channel narrows under pressure. Your job is simply to keep widening it. Frequently asked questions. What happens to self-awareness during transition? Self-awareness during transition tends to fragment quietly. The mental load of change crowds out the reflective space you normally rely on. You may feel certain you know yourself while your behavior, emotional reactions, and values alignment are all shifting beneath the surface without you noticing. Why does self-awareness break down during major life change? Major life change overwhelms your cognitive and emotional capacity. When your brain is managing uncertainty, identity disruption, and unfamiliar roles all at once, the quiet inner work of self-reflection gets crowded out. The result is reactive behavior and blind spots that feel invisible from the inside. How do you rebuild self-awareness after a difficult life transition? Start with a single daily question: what did I feel today, and what triggered it? You do not need a full reflective practice to begin. Naming your emotional signals consistently over 2 or 3 weeks rebuilds the internal feedback loop that transition quietly dismantles. What are the warning signs of lost self-awareness? Watch for these. You feel calm, but others see you tense. You describe your situation accurately, but cannot say how you feel about it, and decisions that once felt instinctive now feel arbitrary. These are reliable signs your internal compass has drifted. Can self-awareness during transition affect your relationships? Yes, and often before you are aware it is happening. When your self-perception lags behind your actual behavior, the people around you experience a version of you that you do not recognize. This gap creates confusion, erodes trust, and produces conflict that feels baffling from where you stand. How long does it take to recover self-awareness after a major transition? There is no fixed timeline, but consistent daily reflection over 4 to 6 weeks produces a noticeable shift for most people. The goal is not to return to who you were before the transition. It is to develop an accurate picture of who you are becoming. Thank you for listening. If this article helped, the best-selling book Say It Right Every Time will take you the rest of the way. 115 scripts ready to use whenever you need them. Visit emonblickthorne.com to get your copy.